For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins. This week I've got what you might call a feature on the flagship. The University of Kentucky has unveiled the Commonwealth Institute for Black Studies, a research arm illuminating the impact of black lives on the past, present, and future of humanity. My guest today on the program is Dr. Anastasia Kerwood. She's the director of the Commonwealth Institute for Black Studies and teaches African American and Africana Studies at UK. Dr. Kerwood, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
So tell me, what's the mission of the Commonwealth Institute for Black Studies, and how does it help the university to offer a more complete academic experience to students?
Our mission for the Institute is to incubate new knowledge about black people across the globe. So we are teachers, yes, all of the researchers involved with CIBS, that's the what we call the Commonwealth Institute for Black Studies. We are all also scholars, and we are creating new knowledge. So we want to support that creation of new knowledge, and we want to showcase our new knowledge by putting it out there, interacting with the community, bringing in other scholars for dialogue and public events, and conducting and publishing our own research. What we do with students and how this is involved with enhancing the experiences of students is that we want to show students can be involved in knowledge creation. Undergraduate students, especially, can learn how it is that we know what we know. A lot of times, students are used to going to class and receiving knowledge. This is a chance for students to be involved on the ground level of creating knowledge, new research. The fact that the subject matter is Black Studies, and Black Studies is instrumental in understanding the state of our country, the state of our community, the state of our world. Black Studies also is deeply resonant to many of our students at the University of Kentucky. Black students, certainly, who are able to see themselves and see the relevance of academic research in their own lives, and also non-Black students who might be very curious about how the world came to be as it is.
The Institute consists of five primary research themes. Can you give me a brief overview of what they are?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Our first research theme, these aren't necessarily in order of priority. Our first research theme is Black Futures. What happened last year was that our interim director of African American and Africana Studies, Damaris Hill, conducted a survey of all of the almost 40 faculty members who are affiliated with our program. And we discovered that we had an expertise in Black futures, the future of Blackness. And that includes digital cultures in the 21st century. It includes imagining the future for Black people in fiction. It includes looking back at history in order to learn from that past and create a stronger future. We just had a conference, the very first event held under the auspices of the Commonwealth Institute for Black Studies, Afrofuture, which included both literature analysis and a fantastic literary panel, and also studies about Black digital culture and gaming. The next research pillar is slavery and inequality in Central Kentucky, and we are initiating a Central Kentucky Slavery Initiative led by our distinguished colleague, Vanessa Holden, who is a scholar of slavery and early America. And we will be involving the entire UK community in documenting and analyzing histories of slavery and racism at the university and in Central Kentucky. It's a reckoning that we haven't done yet as a community, so it will be tremendously impactful. Our third research pillar is race and sport. We are living in the hub of sports culture around the turn of the 20th century. Horse racing at that time was about like football is now, or basketball. It was huge. And we happen to have a concentration of scholars who work at the intersection of race and sport. We are really excited about having this somewhat unique strength here at the University of Kentucky. And two of those scholars, Gerald Smith and Derek White, have recently begun a book series published with the University Press of Kentucky on that very topic. Our fourth research pillar is the comprehensiveness of the geography that we study. We call it from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, global blackness. And actually, we could call it very easily glocal. It is a hybrid of global and local because Appalachia and blackness are intimately connected. Many people think of Appalachia as being a white geographical area, but actually Appalachia is very heterogeneous and blackness in Appalachia is incredibly relevant. But we also have stellar scholars who work far away in the southern part of the African continent on South Africa and Zimbabwe. We have innovative scholars working on migration in southern Africa and human rights in southern Africa. So we really cover the globe. And finally, we have in recent years developed a broad and deep both expertise in gender and sexuality and Black lives. Blackness doesn't exist on its own. It exists in intersection with other aspects of people's identity. And gender and sexuality are a major part of that. We have dozens of scholars who work at this intersection.
The homepage for the Institute lists a set of beliefs that have influenced this academic/humanitarian mission. It seems like the spirit of the Institute. Can you talk a bit about those beliefs?
First, I want to say that this set of beliefs is something of a manifesto. And this is something that many of the human rights organizations and civil rights organizations that have come before us have done, as they have listed their beliefs in this way. So we are self-consciously echoing that. The first belief we have is incredibly important to our broader vision, which is that Black studies is for everybody. What we mean is that we speak to every person on the University of Kentucky's campus. Every person in Central Kentucky can benefit from learning about Black studies because we can't understand where humanity has been without Black studies. Not only are we creating knowledge for everybody, but we also want to support the entire university community. We support our researchers, yes. We also support our graduate students who are doing advanced work in topics related to Black studies and our undergraduate students who might be dipping their toes into research for the first time, or they might be doing an internship with one of the knowledge production firms downtown. Or they might be studying abroad, getting hands-on experience and in-person experience in the places that have defined Black experiences. So these are high-impact practices that can affect all in our community. And the broader Lexington community will be invited to participate in our research and also participate in our spreading of the knowledge that we discover. We also believe, and all of these other beliefs sort of follow from that idea that Black studies is for everybody. We believe in community. As I said, we're working with the surrounding community and we're working on what matters to our community. We believe that we can make change through knowledge production. If you know better, you do better, as the saying goes. And if we promote excellent research, then we will promote good decisions in our broader community. We also don't want to be confined to certain disciplines. So we believe that knowledge is interdisciplinary. It's not just STEM that will save humanity. It is not just the humanities or the social sciences, or the arts. None of these things are sufficient by themselves. We have to cross these boundaries in order to create this knowledge. And finally, we believe in the power of democracy, that small d democracy. When you study global blackness, you study power. You study institutions that have been able to create democracy or not, and we study those who have been able to imagine full democracy and then enact it.
So in the time we've got left, can you tell me about the inaugural event planned this week?
We are tremendously excited about the event we have planned for this week. Many people know Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. as the host of the PBS show Finding Our Roots. And it's a marvelous show. It's a riveting watch. And I expect that many of our audience members will have watched the show. What's sort of a genius about that show is that individual people who might not see themselves as being terribly connected to history and what's come before, it reads their lives back into history to show just how relevant history is to everybody. But what people might not realize is that Dr. Date is the director of the preeminent Black Studies program in the country, and that is the Hudson Center at Harvard University. He has developed this from what was once called the Du Bois, W.E.B. Du Bois Institute, to a large center with a major endowment and its own building. And we want his wisdom as we set out on our own journey to develop such an institute. But this time, the institute is in Kentucky, and it will be serving the people of Kentucky and outward into the world. So what Dr. Date will do is explain a little bit about why Black Studies resonates in all of our lives, what it is about Black Studies that should capture all of our attention and make us want to know more. Our very first event has been this past weekend with the Afrofutures Conference, but our official launch event is the lecture by Henry Louis Gates this coming Wednesday.
Can anybody register to view that online?
Anybody can register, but I will advise you that spots are limited, and so it's best to register sooner rather than later.
My guest today on the program has been Dr. Anastasia Kerwood. She's the director of the Commonwealth Institute for Black Studies and teaches African American and Africana Studies at the University of Kentucky. You can register for the Institute's inaugural event, an evening with Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr., online at cibs.as.uky.edu. And you can hear this conversation online at wuky.org. Dr. Kerwood, thanks so much for talking with me today.
It's my pleasure. It's been great talking to you, too.